We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Put him in the hole. Put him in the Hall of Fame. Parkinson Spiegel to the rack. Count it in a foul.
We're going to crank it up nonstop.
So we're going to talk Bulls in about an hour. Bulls and NBA Finals with Darnell Mayberry from The Athletic. But I wanted to hear this, and I'm told that I should. Andre Drummond, who just said the other day on the I Am Athlete podcast, Paper Route is the podcast he appeared on. He said that he's going to pick up his player option and stay with the Bulls. He said, as of now, that's what my plan is, unless something comes up. But I think as of right now, where I'm at today, how I feel, I really love being in Chicago. So Andre Drummond, who somehow remains just 29 years old.
That's the key right there, because you're like, Andre Drummond, he's got to be like 34, right?
Yeah, 35? Yeah, feels like it. But no, the man is 29 years old. And so he's going to stay with the Bulls. And I certainly enjoyed his passion and his rebounding. I know it's not, he's a flawed big, but he is a very, energetic and affable big. That's for sure. But you know, the playing and his style and the fit and everything is sort of besides the point of what I want to talk about. He also addressed this, and this is from the same podcast. He addressed mental health and talked about some of the, issues that he has dealt with, including a panic attack, and went into some detail. Here's Andre Drummond from the I Am Athlete podcast, Paper Route.
You know, for me, I got to a point where I was just, like, not happy with myself. Like, I remember, like, during the pandemic, I would look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, damn, who the f*** is this guy? Like, I don't even know who I'm looking at right now. Like, I'm not me right now. And that lingered on until this year. I mean, it kept going. Wow. And it's something I've suppressed for so long, of just, like, not dealing with my own issues. And what I would do is just throw it in a compartment and find something else to fill it with. And you can only fill your mind up with so much junk until it starts to overload. Mm-hmm. And I got to a point where I was like, you know, I got to take a moment for myself for once. Mm-hmm. I've never done that. I still struggle with that now. I'm still trying to find a way to mm-hmm. worry about me, because I end up going back into that mode of like, all right, how do I help this person? How do I get to a point where I can, you know, fix something instead of mm-hmm. worrying about myself? And that's where I'm at now, of really just practicing my own mental gratitude and being thankful and being, you know, at peace and finding my mm-hmm. own way of self-love.
Yeah. What was that breaking point for you? You talked about, like, you know, this moment.
Like, yeah, this moment. I think we were in Los Angeles as a team. We're getting ready to play the Lakers. And I remember I was sitting in the locker room and I was just, like, numb. Like, we were getting ready to run out. And I remember Billy Donovan is, like, talking, and it's like muffled, like I can't hear anything. I'm just like numb, like I'm just in this like mode where I just can't feel anything. And I was like, yo, something's wrong. Mm. I was like, I think I'm about to break. Mm. I'm talking to myself as he's talking, and I can't hear him. Like, I just hear my own thoughts. I'm like, yo, like something's gonna happen. Like, I feel like I'm about to just break down right now. I don't know when it's gonna happen, but at some point in time today it's going down. Mm. And as he finished, I just felt my body start getting hot, and I'm just like, like, yo, I'm about to lose it, man. I'm like, I don't know what I'm feeling right now. I can't explain it. I don't know why I'm feeling this way. I don't know why it's all of a sudden. Why right now? Why in this locker room? Like, I just had no answers. And as we broke, I just walked out of the locker room and I walked around the corner. I just sat in this hallway by myself. I just broke down and started crying, bro. I just sat there for like 20 minutes until the game started damn near. And I have a job to do. And I remember that I had a job to do. I'm like, yo, this can wait. Just go play your game, bro. Play to the best of your ability, and we can deal with this later. Give it 2 hours of your best, and we'll deal with this later. And went out there and played. I had a really good game. I played well. After the game, I came back in, and I just sat in the locker room for like 2 hours after. Like I was in there with the cleaning crew as they were leaving. Like I just sat in my chair and I just couldn't move, bro. I just sat there and I was like, damn, like I gotta slow down. Man. I gotta figure out what's going on. I got too much stuff going on in my brain. My brain is going a million miles per hour, and I can't figure out how to slow it down. So I just sat there and I'm like, all right, what do I do? I've never been in this position before. Because again, as I said, as a man, you know, we don't feel, we're not supposed to be sad. We're not supposed to hurt. We're not supposed to feel anything. Like we're supposed to be the tough guys, yeah. Especially someone who quote unquote has everything, has the lifestyle, has the money, has the car, has the girls, have everything. What can I complain about? And then that starts to trickle in my mind. Like, yo, just be grateful, man. You know, you got money, you got life, you're taking care of your family, like all the personal, like push it down, don't worry about it. And then mind you, it was a back-to-back, so we play the Clippers the next day. So I go back, you know, I don't sleep. I sleep on the couch and I'm staring at the ceiling all night. So next day I got to get up for shoot around and we play the Clippers. And same thing, sitting in the locker room. And
so you still haven't asked for help at this
not
point?
Not yet, no. At that moment, I told Billy Donovan knew already I was struggling at that moment. And he was very, very, very kind about that and was very, you know, attentive to that. And he still played to me. He's like, can you play? I said, yeah, I have to. Like, I got to play. Like, I have a job to do. So he still played me anyways. Again, another game that I played pretty well. I think we lost that game, if I'm not mistaken. And then after the game, I just, that's when I decided. I was like, yo, I got to go talk to somebody, man. Dr. B, if you're watching this, I love you.
Wow. That's Andre Drummond. That is a big, big, powerful, strong man who fought through the idea that he should not ask for help to eventually ask for help. That's some good, brave stuff for him to share.
Just the how raw that moment was in his description. And I really am appreciative and I'm grateful that he felt comfortable enough to share, because I think when someone of his stature with his platform does something like that, there's probably people who might hear about this and listen to that and they can relate, but they might not understand what's going on, and it might help them go and seek help. Cause it's not like it happened and he's just like, oh, I gotta go get help. It was like ongoing.
Right. He worked through it. He played two games, and I'm sure it was going on longer than that, and he said so, but he played two games at the lowest that he felt, because this is my job, I can't just stop. But so he went and he said he played actually pretty well, which is crazy. But like, he talked to his coach and the coach thankfully understood and he played through it. Man, it's such heavy stuff. I hope that there's people out there who hear that and realize that it's okay to ask for help. And maybe that help comes in the form of therapy. I mean, it certainly does, but it also might end up coming in the form of medication. And
sometimes you gotta like take, when I was a kid, right? My mom used to be like, if she dropped me off and she was like going home, she's like, I'm not going to work. I was like, oh, what's going on? She's like, oh, it's a mental health day. And like, I never understood it. Yeah. I never like, but like, she's a mom of three kids and like full time working. And just like, I now know as an adult what that looked like through her lens, and it was a lot different than I thought it was. The way I pictured it wasn't necessarily how it was. And so I understand that sometimes you just need a day to like, to figure out what you need.
Absolutely. But a lot of times you can take a day and send yourself, you know, off in some directions that actually don't help. I mean,
exactly.
I'm super guilty of that. They call it maladaptive coping.
Okay.
Coping.
I've never heard of this, but go ahead.
Yeah, but like maladaptive coping mechanisms. Like I thought, obviously a very obvious one, food, that I would dive in. Like, let me just take care of myself. Some self-care.
We've all been there.
Right? Or let me just veg out and relax. Take a mental health day and just watch three movies. And then if you're not actually thinking about stuff and working on it, or let me just play video games for a while. Like, I'm guilty of all of these things, right? And sometimes it's like, Let me really pause, but you might not have all the tools that it takes. You probably don't. I've been in therapy on and off for decades, and I still go at it this morning. I know a lot of stuff. I really believe in the power of like analytical, intellectual thinking and trying to get to the bottom of stuff. But it takes work, man. It takes maintenance and it takes attention. And first, it takes like the admission that you need some help. And that's what he's talking about. And I hope that him talking about that helps it. But like, you can't do it yourself by taking a mental health day. You got to get a professional.
I think that the number one thing is you recognize I have a problem and then let's get some help.
Yeah, it's a beautiful few texts here. This one says, wow, this sounds very familiar. It's like he's describing me, and I'm a dumb farmer in Illinois. We live in totally different worlds, yet we are so much the same. That's powerful. First of all, take that word dumb out of your lexicon about yourself. Don't call my listener the farmer dumb. Don't do that. I refuse to believe that you're dumb. So that's the first thing. But it's instructive, isn't it, that a guy, as he says, who thinks he should have everything and should feel grateful and tries to feel grateful, sometimes it's not enough. You can be 7 foot and making tens of millions of dollars and have beautiful women and have an incredible lifestyle, riding charter flights and first class, and still, we're all human. So I'm glad you heard that, Mr. Farmer, sir.
It's the humanity and the human condition that bonds us all in terms of no matter where you're from or how you grew up, or like at some point there are characteristics and things that we deal with that have a kind of a relatability because we've all been there.
Yeah.
And I think what Andre Drummond described is certainly one of those things. You live long enough, you're going to go through it.
Yeah. I mean, I could talk about this stuff for hours. I think it's so important and it's complex and it's difficult because sometimes we think we can fix ourselves and we cannot. And there's just a lot there. It's funny. I gave an interview the other day, and it's going to come out next week. And I'm fortunate to be here with a chance to talk every day. So when it comes out, maybe I'll talk about it. But they asked me, what was the toughest time to do radio in your career? And I thought about all these different personal times and all these different things. And I realized the toughest time was when I was just starting anxiety meds and it messed with me. You know,
because
I
was your baseline of operation.
Exactly.
Like what?
The baseline of functionality.
Right.
Like, oh, I'm messing with my brain chemistry and I'm supposed to talk and do the thing. Whoo, boy. But thankfully got that under control. And here we are. But it's like, so sometimes it gets harder for a little while when you get help. And
you've absolutely. Gotta power you're in through unfamiliar it. Territory.
Yes.
How could it not be?
Yes.
We're not robots.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Neither is Steve Stone. And we will talk to Steve Stone about the White Sox. We can get back to this maybe in the 5 o'clock hour, Marshall, because I see that this is helpful to some people as they're texting in. Don't worry. I've been working all day. It's the first thing I heard on the radio. They signed Smart Dumb Farmer. All right. Smart Dumb. We'll accept that.
A little levity. Yeah. Never hurt anyone.
We'll accept that, Mr. Smart Dumb Farmer. Steve Stone next on 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.